2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for your anointing. Your will be done in this service. Thank you, Father, that we are open and receptive to your word, Lord, and what needs to be said will be said. And we're going to leave here energized and refreshed and encouraged and ready to go out and do your will. We love you and praise you. And everybody in the church said, amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is Paul's letter to the Corinthians church. The second letter we have to the Corinthians church. Right off the bat, I got to point something out, guys. Because looky here, you know, we have these messy things in our world, you know. I did two funerals this week, man. I've been around a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of serious issues. And plus, as you know, my own loved one has passed away, and so the family's dealing with that. And it every once in a while, you're in this situation, and you just, unless you're blind, you just see, man, there's just so much pain and suffering in this world, you know. But as Christians, this is the good part, because as Christians, we are blessed, and I do mean that. We're blessed, man, because we have a Heavenly Father who loves you with an undying love, and He's not going to leave you or forsake you. And those are not just sayings, man. That is real, man. Listen to me. Your God, who sent His Son to die on a cross so we could live forever, He wants to be with us. He wants to be close to us during the hardest times of our life. He wants to be there. And so, well, what does that mean? Is He active in our storm? He wants to be active in our storm. He wants to be right there with us. And guess what? Our God has all the provision. He has everything we need. So when we feel so weak, when we're just so confused and we're so frustrated about life, you know, and man, we've been dealing with this COVID mess for months and months now. And there's all this craziness going on. But you know what? God's on the throne, and He's active in your storm. And you know what? It means something when He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Because we're talking about, Tantan, we're talking about the Creator of the universe, who speaks worlds into existence, is our constant help, our ever-present help in our times of trouble. Moving forward, blessed be the God. So here's the deal. Can you praise Him during your storm? Can you praise Him during the hard times of your life? Because God wants us to praise Him. You know, sometimes we do. We have to bring forth that sacrifice of praise. You know, sometimes we just have to stand on the truths that are in the Word of God. Do you hear what I just said this morning? When everything around you looks just hopeless, you know, looks hopeless, looks miserable, our hearts are hurting for loved ones, you know, I mean, fill in the blank with what can be going on in your life. But see, there's some awesome truths that we need to stand on. I'm talking about that solid rock, okay? And we need to praise God. This is important, okay? Blessed be the God, okay? Paul the Apostle is giving God adoration. He's giving God the Father adoration. He's starting off his letter by saying, praise God, guys, praise God. And that's how I want to start off this sermon. Yes, and I'm only starting. No, I'm playing. No, but praise God right in the middle of your storm. Because you know what? We talked about this recently. When we praise God, when things ain't looking good for us, that sure does confuse the enemy. It confuses the enemy. But what it does for us is it gets our eyes off of ourselves, man. You know? And man, sometimes that's tough, man, when our whole world's falling apart. It looks like it's falling apart. And we're hurting so bad. And all these things are going on or can be going on. But see, we praise God. We give Him glory. Do I have to sing, Pastor Paul, to Him? You don't have to sing to Him, but He loves it when you sing to Him. You know, I praise God all the time. I don't sing pretty. You know what I mean? But you know what? To my Heavenly Father, it sounds beautiful. It sounds beautiful, just like when one of my little kids, you know, sing a little song, and their vocal cords aren't trained, and you know what? They're not going to be singing opera or nothing like that. But man, to me, it is beautiful. It's beautiful. So all God's people said beautiful. Say it like this. Say beautiful. Because that's what it is. When we sing praises to God, it's beautiful to Him. Okay, and it's getting our eyes off of ourselves. You want peace? Raise your hands if you want peace. Go ahead, raise your hands. You want peace? Maybe you got peace now, but you might be in a crazy situation by the time you lay your head down tonight. I hope not, you know. But if you want peace, praise Him in the middle of your storm. I'm going to back that up. Hebrews 13, it's on your bulletin. You don't have to turn there. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Through Him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Sometimes we don't feel like praising God. We know we should do it, but sometimes, man, we can't. It's so hard for us to focus on a loving God when everything's falling apart. Well, it shouldn't be that way. And we need to train ourselves, you know what I mean, to get into the Word of God. Really, really, really. I know I say that all the time, and I hope we do that, you know, because all Preacher Paul's going to do is point you to what we need to be doing, and what we need to be doing is reading the Word of God. Okay, we need to stay in this Word. What we do here together once or twice a week or whatever, you know, that's a start, and that's a necessary thing, and that's a great thing. But we need to have our own devotional time every single day. Moving forward, Hebrews 13 and verse 15. Through Him, then let us continually. So continually, Brother Dwayne, that's when I'm on the mountaintop. That's when I'm in the valley. No matter what I'm going through, through Him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. Man, sometimes we just got to get our eyes off of ourselves. And I'm not saying you're not hurting. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying you're not hurting. I'm just saying there's a big blessing with focusing on God and magnifying God. Amen? And sometimes it is that sacrifice. You know, King David said, he just flat out said, I'm not going to give God something that didn't cost me nothing. You know what I mean? So, and it does cost you something. A lot of times, you know, I come in here Sunday morning and you know, all is well, man, you know. And it's easy. It's real easy to praise God, you know. Hey, man, you know, I found a $20 outside of Josh's truck and I'm playing. But, you know, it's easy to praise God when everything's going smooth, man. But see, sometimes we have to push through and praise Him when nothing else makes sense. Because He is the one thing that will always be there for you. Amen? Moving forward. Blessed be the God. I'm going to start off like that. I'm praising God no matter what. That's what Paul and Silas did when they were in prison. Read that on your own time. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Man, that's good. The Father of mercies and God of all comfort. That's the God that we serve. The Father of all mercies. Okay. Preacher Paul just said we need to praise God when things are tough. Now, let's talk about one of these sweet little promises that God gives us, you know. What is mercy? You're smart cats. You know what mercy is. But, you know, mercy is like this. I deserve God's judgment because I've broken His laws. I deserve God's judgment because He is just and holy. He can't have nothing to do with sin. He is holy, holy, holy. And somebody's got to pay for my sin. Okay? But guess what? The punishment that was supposed to be given to me was given to Jesus Christ. That's mercy. If you want one word to sum up mercy, Jesus. Jesus is mercy. Jesus made a way for us to live forever. Jesus washed away all our sins. So, how can I praise God when I'm just hurting so bad? Hurting so bad, just confused, frustrated, scared, sad, lonely, whatever. I can praise God because of His mercy. I can praise God because I deserve hell, but Jesus Christ paid my sin debt for me. Amen. Give Him some praise. When we deserve punishment, He doesn't punish us. Good little thing to remember there. Psalm 86 and verse 15, it's in your bulletin. Psalm 86 and verse 15, talking a little bit about that mercy and that grace. But You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, Man, we would be in a pickle, wouldn't we, Hannah? We'd be in a big old mess if there was a God who was not merciful, who was not gracious. But we're so blessed because there is a God, and He abounds in mercy and grace, and He loves us, and He's our dad. We're so blessed. But You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Are you glad about that? You stoked about that one? He's slow to anger. But You, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. I like that part right there. Abounding. Abounding in steadfast love. Not just love. Not just steadfast love, but more steadfast love than you can shake a stick at. Abounding in steadfast love. I don't know. It's just amazing to me. Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. This is our God. What I'm trying to do is show us that we can praise. We can give Him glory. We can give Him honor. We can be thankful when everything's falling apart around us. When things don't make sense. You know, what about that mercy? What about His goodness? Okay, and this is stuff that the Christians, the believers, can get psyched up about. But if you're not a Christian, it ain't for you until you become a Christian. Okay? You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't done it, it's time to stop playing games. If you haven't done it, you need to do it. Okay? You'll never regret it. All right? We'll all be stoked and happy. It'll be a big party in heaven. But we're talking about, man, we're talking about eternity here. And you're going to spend eternity somewhere. Don't waste this chance. Accept Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior. But You, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. That's our God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. God of all comfort. I didn't ever really sink my teeth into that part until last night, really. You know, but it jumped out at me. The God of all comfort. All true comfort, all real comfort is connected to our Lord. Think about that. True comfort, not fake comfort, not comfort where we self-medicate and these things or whatever. Are we just trying to do it ourselves? Or we get horrible advice from somebody that doesn't have a clue what they're talking about? Okay. And we can give ourselves, you know, temporal peace, you know. We can do that. But I'm talking about real comfort. Where does that come from? It comes from the Lord, the Father. It all comes from Him. Real comfort, real peace, real joy is a blessing that Christians have because of what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross. We have access to all these goodies, to all these benefits. And you know what? God wouldn't tell us about them if He didn't want us to take them up on it. You know what I mean? We don't have to walk around all freaked out and scared and stressed and sad. You know, you can if you want to, but I don't like being like that. But I'm talking about the God of all comfort. You know, it all flows from Him, like God's people right here. You know, God uses us. We are His body, you know, to comfort one another. The Word of God, time in prayer, time in praise. That's real comfort, man. And it starts from getting our eyes off of ourselves. It's a tough one, man. It's almost offensive sometimes to say when you're hurting. Yeah, I mean, you are hurting really, really bad, whether it's physical pain or mental pain or some sort of anguish, you know. And here comes the preacher saying, you know, just get your eyes off of yourself. Yeah, I get it. I understand it. But I'm saying, man, I'm not saying what you're going through ain't real. I'm just saying we actually serve a real God, a loving God that says, run to Me, and I want to run to you, and I want to give you some peace during this crazy time. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's important. Without Jesus Christ, we'd be in a big old mess. Okay? But because of what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross, we have access to all these wonderful things. God's mercy, God's grace. Okay? We're blessed. Go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, scoot over a little bit. No, go ahead and look at your neighbor and say, you're blessed. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Verse 4. We're on verse 4 now, beloved. Who comforts us in all our afflictions. So, all our afflictions. You guys are bright. Big bunch of smart folks here. When I'm talking about all our afflictions, that's not leaving your afflictions out, whatever that might be. God is being very thorough. The Apostle Paul is being very thorough as he's obedient to the Holy Spirit. And he said, all afflictions. So whatever it might be that you're going through, it might feel so unique to you, okay? But guess what? Jesus Christ knows exactly how you feel. And you might think, well, nobody can relate to what I'm going through. I feel so lonely. I feel, you know, whatever. Okay, Jesus Christ knows what you're going through. He loves you with an undying love. And look, he says, who comforts us in all our afflictions. So you might feel like your situation's unique, okay? But God is there to help you with whatever specific situation you're going through. Who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we may be able... Now, this is good. This is good. And I'll be honest to you, sometimes, you know, when you're hurting, sometimes, man, you're just running low on that soul coal, man. You're just hurting, man. There's just so much going on. And the last thing you really want to think about is being there for somebody else that's hurting, you know? And sometimes you just need to be loved on. I'll give you that. Sometimes, man, you just need to pull away and let God's people minister to you and you know, let God do his thing. But there will be a time. This is true. This is true, or it wouldn't be in the Word of God. Okay? There will be a time and a place where what you went through and you received God's comfort through that storm, through that trial, through that catastrophe or whatever. Okay? There'll be a time and a place when you'll be able to step back a little bit and you'll see somebody else going through something pretty similar or almost the same thing. And you're like, you know what? I can help out in this situation. This situation that they're going through, I know exactly what that feels like, okay? If I had a math, no, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. Just forget it. All God's people said, just forget about it. You're probably right. Probably smart. Who comforts us in all our afflictions, so God's going to give me comfort. That's awesome, okay? John 14 and verse 16, talking about God's comfort. What does God's comfort even look like, man? Remember when Joshua had to go into the promised land and Moses had passed away? And so Joshua was like the understudy of Moses for all these years. And he saw the mighty ways God worked through Moses. And Moses had all this responsibility. But all of a sudden, Moses is gone and it's all on Josh. And he's got to lead this bunch of crazy, whiny folks into the promised land, and there's so much warfare ahead of him, but God says to Joshua, hey, you know what? I'm going to be with you. You don't have to be full of fear. You need to be strong and courageous because people are counting on you, Josh. You need to be strong, bold, and courageous, and here's why you can do it, because I'm going to be with you, okay? What does that mean, he's going to be with me? Man, he brings his strength with him, okay? That's good news. That's really, really good news, man. John 14 and verse 16. Now, this is actually, I got this out of the King James because sometimes you just got to go to King James. You know, sometimes there's just something about reading that verse the way you memorized it. And it was exactly what I was searching for. Okay, let me point that out. And I will pray the Father. This is Jesus saying bye-bye to his disciples. I got to go. I got to go. But it's a good thing I'm going to go. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you. See, that's how it works. Through Jesus, we have access to what we need through the Father. Amen? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Another comforter. Remember, God is the Father of all comfort. Okay? So guess what? God is with you. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells inside you. The comforter dwells inside you, and the Holy Spirit is saying, you know what? Stand on God's promises. Stand on the Word of God. Amen. Don't give in to that fear and anxiety and depression. Don't give in to that. Okay, so what I'm trying to say, Brother Dwayne, what I'm trying to say, Sister Rachel, is God, like you said with Joshua, I'm going to be with you. This is really, really cool, man. God gives himself to us. God gives himself. God applies himself to your situation. He's right there. The God of all comfort, the creator of the universe, is right there with you. You're going through a hard time. You're going through a scary time, a sad time. Guess what? God's closer than he's ever been before. He wants to be. Amen? And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Now, in the other translations, you might find counselor. You might find another word right there, but it's all interchangeable. They have the same meaning. We're talking about God gives you comfort, okay? And he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Think about that. Think about it for one tiny second, Sarah Jean. God said he's going to love us with a steadfast love, abounding in steadfast love, and he's not going to leave us, okay? When times are getting really, 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 really hard, all God's people said, really, really, no, he's not going to leave us. Remember the footprints in the sand? He's holding us, man. Everybody, footprints in the sand. Okay, moving forward. So God gives us comfort. Psalm 36. How precious is your steadfast love? You ever ponder that? It's good to ponder it when it's not a necessity, really. I hope that makes sense. What I'm saying, it's good to think about God's goodness and his mercy and his grace and everything we need and have it stored up in our heart for when that time, when a disaster strikes or something crazy strikes, we're like, man, I already know all about God's love. I know he's right there with me. Okay? How precious is your steadfast love, O God? The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. So it's a proximity thing, isn't it? Okay, the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. Okay, God is everywhere. All right, but see, the choice is ours. Do you want his comfort? Do you want his peace? Run to him. He's going to run to you. But if you want to do it on your own, go ahead. But you're not going to have that peace. See, looky here. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Now, God wants to be there for us, and God's not going to leave us or forsake us. But if you want to do it on your own, guess what? We got that whole free will thing going. You know, he's not going to hold you on the ground and sit on you so you can't move. You know what I mean? All right, tell the truth, shame the devil, right? He wants to give us peace. But let's talk about this in closing, and like preacher closing, not like real closing, not like tie your shoes or nothing. Who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort, listen, may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. So, this is one of the reasons why you're going to go through tough times. One of them right here. So God can, you can see how God has comforted you and given you peace. Then when you see somebody else going through that, you can give them comfort. That's one of the reasons why God allows you to go through some stuff. Okay. So God wants us to comfort others. That's pretty cool, right? It's super cool if you're hurting and you feel so alone. And then there's that person who can honestly give you some comfort because they're being obedient to God and they've walked a mile in shoes that look just like yours. You know what I mean? Think about that. You know, that's mind-blowing stuff, man. That God would actually allow me to go through this so I could be a blessing to somebody else. Hey, his ways are above our ways, man. And he allows things that we wouldn't pick out. But you know what? He knows what he's doing. Romans 12 and 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. That's easy for most of us. You know, rejoice. Hey, I'm glad you got the promotion. But there are some of us, I don't know about in here, but you know, there's those people that do exist that really don't like good things to happen to other people. You know, but see, if that's your deal, if that's the thing you got, you need to get rid of that nonsense. All right. Don't worry about what's going on in that person's life. If they got something bigger and better than you, then you know what? They probably worked really, 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 really hard for it. You know what I mean? And if you want what they got, go work really, 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 really hard for it. Don't be mad at them because they got it. Can I get a witness? But see, rejoice with those who rejoice. That's easy for most of us to do. man, I'm really, really happy. Because we love one another. We do love one another, right? So it's easy to be happy when somebody else is going through a good thing. That's awesome. That's great. But sometimes it's really, really difficult when that person is going through a devastating time, a hard time, because we don't know what to say. We know that our heart hurts for them, but we don't know how to communicate with them, you know, when they're going through that hard time. So we might want to pull away or something. Well, this is what the Word of God says. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Mourn with those who mourn. Okay? We need to have a heart for our Christian brothers and sisters. We need to have heart. And you don't have to have the right words to say. You don't have to have the right words to say. Sometimes you just need to be with somebody. Sometimes you just need to let that person know that, hey, I'm really praying for you. And if you need something, I'll be there. Okay? Because like I said, not only does God give us comfort, but God wants us to take that same comfort that he gave us and to give it to others when they're going through a hard time. Hebrews 13 and verse 3. Is everybody all right? Hebrews 13 and verse 3. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them. Think about that. How about them apples, man? The way we can look at this is this person's world has just crumbled. It is a big mess, man. They're in all kinds of pain. They're in all kinds of agony. But can you have compassion for them? Can you put your... Are you brave enough to put yourself mentally in their shoes and say, well, how would I feel? How would I feel if I was going through a mess like this? And then say, God, you know what? Here I am. Send me. Let me do what I can, even if it's just a prayer. But I want this person to know that they're not going through it alone. Can I get a witness? All right, let's go to let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 5. Because, yeah, we do know, life's tough. It's hard. But Jesus tells us that, man. You know, he's like, this Christian road ain't the easy road, man. But this is the road that leads to eternal life. Okay? For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, remember that. Remember that. Jesus Christ suffered. He suffered an awful lot. Okay? Just like he suffered, okay, we are going to suffer too. Except we're not suffering to pay for our sins. We're not suffering to pay our sin debt. We're not suffering so maybe we'll get into heaven. Jesus Christ did that work for us. Okay? But Jesus Christ suffered, and he's our example. And he says, you know what? They hated me. They're going to hate you. We live in a fallen world, guys. Okay? Being a Christian ain't the most popular thing in the world. But I'm just saying, all creation goes through tough times. But when we go through tough times, it's for a reason. It's for our growth and God's glory. Okay? And he's right there with us. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ, there it is again. My blessings come from Jesus Christ, what he did at that cross. Amen. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ, because when Christ suffered, okay, he didn't just suffer for my salvation. But you know, you remember that verse? Isaiah 50, the punishment that brought us peace was on him. The punishment that brought us peace. Yeah, we can have peace about our eternal life. But also, God says, you know what, my people don't have to run around like a chicken with their head cut off when the stock market's doing something crazy. You know what I mean? Or when a hurricane's coming or some disaster or even if the bottom of the world just fell out, they don't have to freak out, okay? And there's a time to mourn. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, man, is we look at things differently because of what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross. We can have peace. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. All right, tell the truth. Shame the devil. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ, we share abundantly in comfort too. Because of what Jesus did at the cross, we have access to the Father of all comfort. You see what I'm saying? So we have the comfort we need, okay? We just got to trust in him. Rely on him. Lean on him. Easy for you to say, you're not going through what I'm going through. I'm not, you know? I'm probably not. But what I'm saying, man, is God don't lie. And he says, if we rely on him, he will give me peace. Okay, if we rely on his promises, He will give me peace. If I magnify the Lord, He will give me peace. He can even give me joy. Amen. Can I get a witness? Here, let's go ahead and read this. Romans 8 and verse 38. Real fast, I just want to talk a little bit more about God's steadfast love. Because sometimes we can feel, you know, man, world's crazy. All these things are going on. Like, God, do you even care about what I'm going through? It looks pretty clear to me that you care about what's going on at the Joneses' house. But do you care about me and my tribe? Put that nonsense to rest. Okay? Because God is no respecter of persons. Romans 8 and verse 38. For I am sure. Are you sure about that this morning? It's good to be sure about these things before you get in the trenches. Because you're going to be in the trenches. I can promise you that. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present and things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation. Underline that real fast in your neighbor's Bible. Nor anything else in creation. Nada. Nothing. You hear what I'm saying? Nothing can pry you away from the love of your God. Okay? So if you feel like He doesn't care, okay, then you need to line your will up with what the Word of God says, okay? Okay? Let the Word of God renew, change the way you're thinking about this situation. I hope that makes sense. We can just start over. Would that help? Okay. Depth, nor anything else in all creation, nothing, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So think about Paul the Apostle writing to the Romans, okay? And think about all the persecution that they went through, seeing their families massacred for fun, for sport, for the emperor, for the carnival, for the gladiators to chop them up or dress them up in animal skin so animals can rip them apart to be torches at parties. They're talking about Christian folks who are just being brutally murdered and treated heinously just because they were Christians. And the Apostle Paul is saying, yeah, it's hard, man. And this life can get pretty unfair and hard. But God is just, okay? And He's right there with you, okay? And He's bringing everything you need along right there. He's closer than He's ever been before. Don't run the other direction. Don't run the other direction. Run into His arms. Amen? Dear Lord Jesus, I ask You just to bless these folks, Lord. Thank You, Father God, that those of us that are hurting, we've got peace. Those of us that are hurt in the past, we're going to encourage others, Lord. Father God, thank You that we're a church of people that want to be in Your will, want to be obedient to You, and we have a heart for those that are in need, Lord. We love You and we praise You, and Your will be done. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.